Proclamation number 4680 of 30th of June, 1949. Value of Divine Revelations. The value of spiritual revelations is only recognized by a few and cannot be proven to people in a school-like manner. But it will make all who awaken a spirit in themselves that are now worthy to receive divine revelations extremely happy. It can only be mentioned to fellow human beings, but the extraordinary grant of grace only becomes comprehensible to the spiritually awakened. And yet, fellow human beings should be made aware of it, because every divine revelation contains the strength within itself and can therefore still have an effect on the heart so that it feels the benefit and truth of what is brought to it as divine revelation and now desires it again and again, which can also lead to the awakening of the spirit. What comes from God will never be without beneficial effect. Only this effect presupposes a certain attitude towards God. The human being must acknowledge God and be of a will turned towards Him. Then he will also feel His word, His revelations, as a benefit. He will feel the strength which flows forth from the word of God, and he will seek to turn to this benefit more often. He will desire the word of God, gratefully receive it and be aware that he thereby draws closer to God himself, because God is present to him as well as he knows the human being's desire and will to be directed towards himself. A divine revelation is therefore always proof of God's presence, even if it is not passed on directly but through the mouth of man. The listener will always be able to feel the power of the word in the form of increased desire for the divine gift. Many people can place themselves in the blessing of divine revelations, but most lack knowledge and therefore do not know about the extraordinary gift of grace, about the love which manifests itself through a revelation to those who want to know God. And without knowledge they don't strive for it. But without striving and desire no gift of grace can be given to them either, because then it would remain completely unnoticed. The fact that God reveals himself proves the Creator's intimate relationship from eternity with his living creations, whom he wants to let participate in his emanation of love, whom he wants to put into possession of light and strength. 2nd of the 7th, 1949, for he knows about people's weak state and need of help, who are indeed his eternal living creations but who, due to their own will, started earthly life as spiritual beings turned away from him and should turn to him again of their own free will. Yet they are unable to do so without help, therefore God's love comes to meet them and wants to strengthen them and motivate them to change their will. But in order for them to recognize him, he reveals himself to them in various ways so that it is now possible for them to change into the enlightened state from the beginning if only they want to. This is why divine revelations are of such immeasurable value, since they can shape the spiritual being's fate into a blissful one for all eternity, yet always dependent on the human being's free will during his earthly existence. God has constantly revealed himself since the beginning of creation. The connection between God and people has never ceased. His revelations have always been the light which broke through the darkness of night. The fallen creature's lack of knowledge. And thus the possibility was always given to reach the original source of light, to God. But again and again the light was dimmed, i.e., what emanated brightly and radiantly from God was darkened or completely extinguished by human will. Pure truth was interspersed with error or displaced by falsehood. Divine revelations were disfigured and in this state still presented to people as divine. As a result, Humanity fell more and more into darkness, except for a few who opened themselves in free will to divine revelations and were now able to receive radiant light again. Such rays of light shine sporadically in the middle of the darkness of night, and their effect is indescribably beneficial for the perfection of souls which are in the process of ascent development and need help from God. But conversely, the disfigured revelations have an unfavorable influence on this process. Indeed, they mostly prevent it. For this reason, God will again and again reveal Himself to those who are of good will and place themselves in a state which allows direct or indirect revelations. For God is the eternal truth and also wants to guide people into truth, because truth alone is light and leads people to the right realization of God's essence, which is love, omnipotence and wisdom, and thus also awakens the right love for God in them. Amen.